This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 371 and a quarter, down 8 1/4. December corn, 378 and a half, down 8 3/4. March corn, 390 and a half, down 8 1/2. August soybeans, 1176 3/4, up 2. September soybeans, 1104 1/4, down 6 1/4. November soybeans, 1085 1/4, down 8 3/4. September wheat, 532 1/4, down 18 1/2. December wheat, 556 1/4, down 17 1/4. March wheat, 577 3/4, down 17. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday afternoon's grain report. Illinois country grain prices were mixed late Friday afternoon. Beneficial weather for crop development weighed on grain prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 7 to 8 cents lower at 358 to 370. Soybeans are mixed at 1203 to 1227. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 7 to 10 cents lower at 355 to 376. Soybeans are mostly 1 to 2 cents higher at 1229 to 1256. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 8 to 10 cents lower at 367 to 391. Soybeans are 1 to 3 cents higher at 1215 to 1242. Wheat was down 18 to 26 cents at 466 to 504. Illinois soybean processor cash bids closed mixed at 1242 to 1287. Basis levels were down 5 cents at 65 to 110 over the August. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 430.30 to 437.30 per ton. That's down 20 cents per ton. Illinois corn prices processor cash corn bids were 8 cents lower at $3.83 to $4, with the basis levels unchanged at 12 to 29 over the September. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 5 to 7 cents lower at $3.83 to $3.94. Basis levels were 1 to 3 cents higher at 12 to 23 cents over the August. Soybeans closed 4 to 6 cents lower at 12.27 to 12.32, with basis levels 6 to 8 cents lower at 50 to 55 cents over the August. Wheat prices were 23 to 30 cents lower at 4.84 to 5.02, with the basis levels 5 to 12 cents lower at 48 to 30 under the September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market unchanged to 5 cents lower at 4.10 to 4.20. These elevators raised their soybean bids 2 cents with bids at 12.52 to 12.62. Soft wheat was mostly 23 cents lower at 4.72 to 5.02. Milo closed mixed at 3.93 to 4.29. Contract bids to producers for fall delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. Fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 340 to 356. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1050 to 1060. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 342 to 353. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1053 to 1067. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 348 up to 362. Fall delivery soybean contracts were offered at 1055 to 1074. That concludes Friday's closing grain report.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 151.62, up 97 cents. October live cattle, 154.32, up 62 cents. December live cattle, 154.55, up 70 cents. August feeder cattle, 211.65, up 5 cents. September feeder cattle, 212.30, down 5 cents. October feeder cattle, 212.55, up 20 cents. August lean hogs, 127.07, down $1.77. October lean hogs, 113.55, down 17 cents. December lean hogs, 103.60, up 70 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 18th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 84 cents lower in a range of 118 to 129, with the weighted average carcass price of 127.36. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $5 to $6 higher, with good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 72 to 82, 4 to 5 weights 73 to 84, 5 to 6 weights 76 to 88, and 600 pounds and up 80 to 92. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 90 to 95. Now on to the Fairview Sale Barn for their special feeder cattle sale. They had receipts of 872 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 245 to 270, five weights 231 to 255. Six weights were 239 to 250, and seven weights were 229 to 240. Eight weights were bringing 196 to 224. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights, 221 to 243. Five weights, 233 to 244.50. Six weights were 210 to 225, and seven weights, 190 to 195. And some eight weights bringing 175 to 180. Now on to the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 315 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 155.50 to 162, with some high dressing bringing 163. Select and choice steers were 151 to 154.50. And choice slaughter Holstein steers were 138 to 142 with some high dressing bringing 146. Select and choice Holstein steers 129 to 137.50. Choice slaughter heifers 154 to 158.50. And some high dressing bringing 159.75. On to the feeder heifer or slaughter heifers, select and choice 148.50 to 152, and slaughter cattle premiums were bringing 125 to 129, breakers 113 to 117.50, boners were 109 to 115, and leans were 90. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 12,039 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 154 to 157, and on a dress basis traded at 246 to 247.50. Heifers on a live basis traded at 155 to 156. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 183 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 137.56, and that was 47 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $248.45, and that was $1.36 lower. And select carcasses were $242.65, that was $1.59 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000. That compared to 111,000 last week and 122,000 for a year ago. Year to date, cattle slaughter was 16,494,000, which is 6.8% less than what it was a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 282,000, that compared to 275,000 last week and 396,000 a year ago. Year to date, hog slaughter was 57,263,000 head, and that's 4.7% less than it was a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.89. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.55. July corn delivered to Scottville, $3.80. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.55. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $12.30. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.69. July beans delivered to Scottville, $12.19. October beans delivered to Scottville, $10.69. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.66. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.89. Corn at Scottville is $3.80. Beans at Greenfield are $12.30. Beans at Scottville are $12.19. And wheat at Scottville is $4.66. The U.S. Senate, through a unanimous consent agreement, passed legislation that will help veterinarians in their work to ensure public safety and care for animals across the country. Kansas Senator Jerry Morin.
This week, Congress sent the Veterinary Medicine Mobility Act to the White House, where it now awaits the president's signature. This is legislation that I introduced that would allow veterinarians to carry and dispense controlled substances that are used to protect the health and welfare of animals, ensure public safety, and safeguard the nation's food supply. This legislation makes certain that licensed veterinarians are equipped with the tools that they need, and it's especially important for veterinarians who work near state lines, who practice in rural areas, and those who conduct research or help respond to emergencies in the country.
Senator Morin introduced H.R. 1528 along with Maine Senator Angus King. It was introduced in the House by Oregon Democrat Kurt Schrader and Florida Republican Ted Yoho, both of which are veterinarians. The House passed the bill last week by voice vote. The Illinois Forage Expo took place yesterday in Mulberry Grove. Tony Snow hosted the Forage Day on his farm. I talked with him about his forage management practices.
We run a 312-acre intensive management grazing dairy operation. The pretty well whole farm is in some kind of a forage, whether it be perennials or winter and summer annuals. We do a rotation of winter and summer annuals. Everything's grazed. What excess grass we have is made into baleage for winter feed.
And you do wet baling. Can you just go over why you do wet baling?
Mainly because of the weather factor. You just can't seem to get hay dry enough to make dry hay. And the amount of hay we do, it's about impossible to try to get it dry where the wet baling is so much faster. And a lot of these grasses and clovers that we use don't dry real well, so it's better to harvest them as wet feed. Cows like the feed so much better than dry hay.
And you ran a demonstration out here of cutting up what you're going to bale. Can you describe what you use, what your system for cutting this up is before getting to baling it?
We usually start mowing around 8:30 in the morning. We have a 11-foot center pivot mower, disc mower. And 3 years ago, I rigged up a two-basket tedder to pull behind the tractor, and we mow and ted at the same time to eliminate one person or another tractor in the field. And we found by doing this way, when we get across the field, everything is mowed and tedded. There's not a tar track in the field. The hay dries very evenly that way. And then right after dinner, we'll come out with the rake and the baler, and we start baling. And it'll usually be down in that 60% moisture, 55 to 60. And hit them wrapped that night. And if it rains that night, oh, well, that field of hay's done. Tomorrow we're going to another field.
Have you ever had any problems with wet baling? Can you get it too wet or too dry?
I've been doing this wet hay for 8 years now. I can't really say I've had a screw up with it. I've baled some sloppy wet, and I've baled some that not quite dry enough to dry a bale. The problem, if it gets too dry on you, it don't ferment right. You don't have the sugars in the plant to ferment properly. As long as you get it sealed up tight, you won't have no mold, even at the lower moistures. But the wetter it is, the better the cows like it, the less waste you have. So that's why we go for the 55 plus moisture baleage, and that seems to work well. The biggest problem is the weight of the bales, having to handle them.
Well, that's great if you have low refusal rates for your cows. That means they're getting it all in there and doing exactly what you want them to do, eating all that feeding, turning it into milk.
Yes, wasted hay makes you no money at all. It's just more manure to haul and work to have to do later.
Again, that was Tony Snow, a dairy farmer in Mulberry Grove. As the summer progresses, president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, wants to make sure all motorists are aware of a certain safety risk.
Tall corn. I say this more than anything else. I've sent it a lot of places in the last couple of weeks. Tall corn. We got tall corn real quick. I mean, it didn't take much time. And, of course, it seems that that corn is planted right to the corner of the intersection. And very difficult for motorists to see people coming out of the side roads. Please take your time. If you're pulling out of the side roads, coming out of your driveway, and that corn is planted up to the roadway, ease out real carefully. Turn your headlights on. I mean, that's the big thing. We tell people this time of the year, there's so much traffic out there. There's so much going on. People are out there. They're mowing on the side roads. If you're using a tractor, turn your headlights on if you're on the side of the road. That way, everybody sees you. And, you know, the last thing we want is any type of accidents that are going to, you know, cause issues. We don't want it. We want everyone to be safe.
And even for those stop signs out in country roads that some people may just slow down, not completely stop for, completely stop for them just to be extra safe, look around those corners.
Please do. Don't play this cat and mouse game. I mean, it's always, you know, that's what you see all the time happening. And remember, basically they say if the guy to the right has the right-of-way if you come up on a four-way stop sign. So if there's someone to your right, he's got the right-of-way. If there's someone to the left, technically you have it. You know, you have the right-of-way. So just remember that when you come up to those intersections, and just be careful.
Right, right. And don't be aggressive drivers, because that'll just get everyone into all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, and there's a lot of equipment on the highway besides the stuff that's on the side of the road. And it is a busy time out there right now.
Again, that was president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.